Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And for our final segment today, a call-in for teachers in the New York City school system. We're going to call it an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific call-in poll for UFT members who voted on the tentative contract agreement. We understand the voting was completed the other day, but will be announced, the results of it will be announced tomorrow, so we're in this little limbo moment. So let's find out if this new teacher's contract is on the way to being ratified or not, or at least get an informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific indication of that with your calls. I know we always have teachers out there, even during the school day. Some of you listen on your prep periods. Any number of teachers might be homesick on a given day, or for whatever schedule reasons. We know we have some teachers out there. So give us a call. Did you vote yes or did you vote no on this contract? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. I know we heard some rumblings after the tentative agreement got a lot of fanfare in the press that maybe the rank and file wasn't as happy as everybody assumed that they would be, that this wasn't going to be as much of a slam dunk as everybody assumed it was going to be with all the retro pay and everything like that. So are you concerned about the way the retro salaries will be paid out, too much in the future as compared to being paid now for work that was done years ago? How about some of the rules exempt pilot programs that are being proposed here, or the time set aside for parent contact as opposed to helping students after school, what they call small group instruction, SGI, or it goes by different names in different schools, I think, Monday through Thursday at 3 o'clock for 40 minutes. That's being abolished under this contract. Do you care about that one way or the other? But you will be required on Tuesdays to have more contact with parents. I think it's 40 minutes of contact with parents in one form or another. Any teachers listening right now, how did you vote? Call in and talk on our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific call-in poll for UFT members. How did you vote on this contract? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC with our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific call-in poll for UFT members. The voting ended Friday. They'll release the results tomorrow. Give us an indication of how this is going to go on this temporary contract agreement with Mayor de Blasio. Did you vote yes or did you vote no? 212-433-WNYC. Imagine if this is defeated. What an earthquake that's going to be. 212-433-9692. And Cindy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Cindy.
Good morning. I voted it down, a definite no. I just want to say that, you know, I understand the climate in the country is pretty much against unions, so we have to be very careful. And I'm grateful for a raise, but I had to vote it down based on the health care giveaway that they gave us. They threw us under the bus on the health care. They're saying nothing's going to happen, but when the people who are in charge of the health care and they renegotiate it, we could actually lose it, as I heard on your show about the hotel workers. So that's where I got that information
from. Well, what do you mean lose it? Because as I understand, no contribution to the health care premiums, the health insurance premiums will be required. Very few American workers have that at this point. So how did they sell you down
the river? Nobody in the UFT would mind paying into the healthcare contribution as long as it remains the same. But as you know, you had on a few weeks ago somebody who was mentioning that we may have something like the hotel union workers, the way we're going to have call centers or walk-in centers.
Right.
That's not keeping my health care the same. I want to be able to choose my doctors like everybody else. If they, you know, let the politicians give up their choosing their doctors. Let's see how they give up their health care.
Cindy, thank you very much. And yes, it is in the contract that there's going to be, I think it's over $1 billion of cost savings. And what the mayor said here is that there's going to be a menu of items. And the UFT is going to choose from this menu of items and implement things that are intended to save a lot of money. One of those may be what Cindy was talking about, which is centralized locations where you go and you get your health care rather than being able to necessarily choose your doctor. But that may not be the case for everybody either, to be fair, or may not be required, but is, as the mayor characterized it, one of the options of ways to save money that the union itself is going to select from. All right, teachers, 212-433-WNYC. Who else? 212-433-9692, John in Jackson Heights. Hi, John. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. I voted yes on the contract because I know that, I mean, the union goes out there and negotiates. We don't negotiate with ourselves. If we could, we'd probably have a different contract. But I know that the city doesn't have a lot of money. So the retro, yeah, it's not great. We'd like it up front, but I understand also that it was creative. We're going to get all the money that's due to us, and I think that's a pretty good thing. Some of the changes, we're actually now having a paperwork committee because we are going to reduce. We want to reduce paperwork, and the DOE has agreed to come up with a paperwork committee at both the citywide level and the district level. And I think that's a good thing. So we can get rid of some of these things that we can actually focus more on the things that are important. I think parent outreach, having time for parent outreach, is excellent because studies show the more the parents are involved in a child's education, the better the child does. And it's a very difficult thing for teachers, and any teacher will tell you that trying to reach out to parents after school, during school, you know, trying here and there as they can. If the same teachers, I'm in a middle school, so if the teachers that I have that work with me with the same classes, if we can all get together and work on getting these parents in, I think it's going to be much more successful, and I think this is going to be a good thing.
What's your sense of your colleagues? Is there any controversy?
Yeah, I ran the election, so yeah, there is some controversy, I'll be honest with you. There are some people who voted no, there are some people who don't like it. You know, again, I don't understand because, the union did go out there. They are not negotiating, they're negotiating for the members, and they're working with the city. So there's some things that have to be, it's called negotiations, they have to make some trade-offs. They did the best that they could, and the city doesn't have a lot of money.
What's your sense as a, tiny focus group of one middle school, what the percentage was?
65-35, 70-30, yes.
John, thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right. So, folks, we got one teacher with her no vote, one teacher with his yes vote, and a little official poll of his own that he was able to relay. But that's it on this because you teachers are not calling in. So we're going to declare a spontaneous summer soapbox for the last 7 minutes of the show today. Old-fashioned open phones. We'll call it a summer soapbox here on a day that's supposed to go above 80 degrees. This is your chance, folks, to call on anything and give us your 30-second take on anything in the news. 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Old-fashioned open phones, a summer soapbox to conclude the Brian Lehrer Show here for our last 7 minutes. What is burning a hole in your brain? What are you just bursting to talk about that's been in the news, local news? It can be the teacher's contract, teachers being shy today. Maybe it's too nice out. Maybe you don't want your colleagues to know how you voted. I don't know what it is. Maybe all the principals are holding planning meetings for next year. Maybe you're just waiting for Chancellor's Day so you can be off on Thursday. I don't know. Students are off. I don't even know if principals and teachers are off. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. If you're a teacher who wants to call up on the teacher's contract or if there's an issue burning a hole in your brain of any kind that you want to get off your chest for about 30 seconds, 212-433-9692. Here's another teacher, Rob in Brooklyn. Hi, Rob.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Brian?
Good. What do you teach?
I teach ESL in Williamsburg, and I voted no on the contract for a couple of reasons. One, which was already stated about the health care, that is when Michael Mulgrew had his forum where he took questions from UFT members. he really left hazy. He essentially said, we'll get there, meaning trust me in terms of the savings. And that's not the way to offer clear information to members to know what they're voting on.
So it's the same issue as the previous no voter.
It is, but I have an additional issue which I think might interest you, which hasn't really been mentioned because it affects very few people.
Go ahead.
But I feel like
a
colleague of mine is being thrown under the bus because it applies to him, and that is this colleague has worked in our school for 8 years, and because he comes from Albany and is going back to Albany because he's getting married, he has to resign from our system. And resignees are not getting any retro pay. And that seems grossly unfair. He worked that period. So it's a small number of people, but it's somehow...
Yes, and we have talked about that issue on the show. Some people in the de Blasio administration say it's a good thing for teacher retention, which is such a problem. Teachers tend to leave after 3 years on the job. And so maybe this will keep some of the young teachers in for a few years so they get their retro pay. Any thought about that?
Well, I suppose that is the flip side of the argument, but, in this situation I'm describing, he's not leaving because he really wants to leave the system. He's staying in teaching.
Right.
I suppose that there is a fair argument on that one on both sides, but the lack of information on stuff that affects, the broader teachers' community, I think, really led to a lot of us voting no on the contract. I do think it will pass because the UFT has a good public relations machine.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate it. Bob in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. Longtime listener, favorite fan. I am graduating from college tomorrow. A lot of people are, too, but I'm in my 50s.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's your major?
Sorry?
What's your major?
Communications.
Uh-huh.
And I'm graduating through CUNY School of Professional Studies. It was all done online, and it was much, much more work than doing it in a brick-and-mortar classroom.
What do you want to do?
I'm very grateful that they have this program.
What do you want to do?
I'm already working. I'm in my 50s. I have a career. I'm doing fine. I'm doing it for me. I needed to finish this.
For the personal sense of accomplishment because you hadn't gotten your degree?
Absolutely. For a variety of reasons, life is like that, but I finally accomplished it.
Congratulations, Bob. Way to go. Barbara and Darianne, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Brian. I have teenage daughters who asked me, what do we do about our 200 girls that were abducted in Nigeria, and how do we negotiate with terrorists? And they said to me, what is your opinion? And I was so torn because I want the girls to be returned. But does that mean that they're going to continue to do whatever they want? And how do we respond to our children? What do we say to them?
What do you think the answer is? And I guess it relates to the conversation that we had earlier about whether the U.S. should have negotiated with the Taliban for the return of five who we consider terrorists who've been at Guantanamo for that one American prisoner of war. Is it the same issue?
Well, it's interesting because it was on your show when my girls, we were driving, and that was how it was brought up, exactly that, and said, well, maybe we as a society don't value girls as much as we should. And it was very interesting to hear young, bright minds wrestling with such huge topics. I don't know the answer. My gut says, return these girls and do what they say with a gun held to our head because I'm raising two daughters and it's so emotional. I would love for listeners to help me. What do I say to my children?
Listeners, help Barbara and Daria and post to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Is it worth the risk of encouraging terrorists to take more hostages by negotiating, giving them something, including some of their own people back, I guess, for the release of those 200 girls in Nigeria? Or do you just save those lives of those girls and worry about the rest later? Go to our website and help Barbara out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Catherine in Manhattan, wife of a teacher, right, Catherine?
Yes, of a member of the teachers' union and an older member who's going to retire in the next few years. And none of the people who are going to retire in the next few years will get any back pay whatsoever.
Wait, I think that may not be true. And I could be wrong, but my understanding has been that the people who just leave without retiring, like the other caller was talking about, won't get it. But people who retire, actually retire, will get it. So I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know that that's true either, because the payments don't start, are not going to start for a few years until they're gone, until
right.
they're retired.
I know, but I think, keep looking at it. I'm sorry that I can't be absolutely definitive about this, but my understanding has been that if you retire, then you will get that. I think maybe even in a lump sum payment that your husband would get it for the work already performed that the retro is for. I hope that's true for your sake. Catherine, thank you. Thanks to all of you who called and filled the hole. We could do this all day, talk about what's on your mind, and have interesting, important discussions around all those things. So thanks for calling. Thanks for always being great out there. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.